We are beginning today's shir in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, 12 lines from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, Amr of Yehuda Matzinu Shem Katan Mishem Gadol. A short introduction to today's Gemara. We are learning the following Gemara and the next Amud, which discuss the letters of the Aleph Beis and the Tzuras HaOisius, the form and structure of the Oisios, the letters with which we write Stam, which stands for Samach, Sefer Torah, Tav Tefillin, Mem, Mezuzos.
And this is the scheduled Daf Hayomi for Tisha B'Av in Shnas Tovshin Samach Hei.
The Ari Zitzal's Yortzeit is on Hei Menachem Av, a few days ago. He tells us that Menachem Av stands for Menachem Aleph Beis. And perhaps the meaning of this Ari is that we await in our mispalel for a nechama over the loss of the Oisios HaTorah, the letters of the Torah, and the very essence of Torah itself. And perhaps we can explain this with a beautiful pshat that I heard from Rav Mordechai Gifter Zitzal, the Rosh Yeshiva of Telzer Yeshiva in Cleveland, Ohio. He said this at a Torah Masorah convention. I believe he said it in the name of Rabbi Elazari,
a Rav in Canton, Ohio.
And it was to answer a question that the Meforshim asked on a Mishnah in Pirkei Yavis. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Yavis, in Perik Hei, Mishnah Chaf Gimel, in the middle of the Mishnah, Az Panim L'Gehinom, Boishas Panim L'Gan Eden. And suddenly there is, in the middle of this Mishnah, a tefillah. Yehi ratzon lefanecha Hashem elokeinu v'elokei aviseinu, sheyibaneh beis hamikdash meher v'yameinu v'sein chalkeinu b'sarasecha. And all the Meforshim wonder, what is that tefillah doing in the middle of that Mishnah? Rabbi Kiva Eger has a pshat, other Meforshim. The Vilner Goin says at the end of that fifth perek that those words of Yehi Ratzon, that tefillah, should actually not be at the end of Mishnah Chav Gimel, but it should be at the very end of the entire fifth perek, after the last Mishnah, Mishnah Chavav, Ben Hei Eyoimer Lefum Tzar Agra. Following that should come this tefillah of Yehi Ratzon Lefanecha. And the Vilner Goin says, because this is a fulfillment of what it says in Eicha, Malka v'soreo bagoyim ein toira. The king of Klal Yisrael and its princes were in exile and there is no Torah. And the Gra seems to be a mystery, an enigma. What does he mean exactly? Rabbi Elazari said a beautiful pshat based on a marsha in Sanhedrin daf Tzadik Zayin Amid Aleph. The marsha is going on a Rashi and a Gemara at the bottom of the Amud there, which says, Tana de Be'aliyo, Sheshes Alpayim Shana Havi'alma, the world will exist for 6,000 years. Shnei Alpayim, there will be 2,000 years of Toyu, where it will be waste. Shnei Alpayim Torah, there will be 2,000 years of Torah. This began when Avram was 52 years old. Avram was born in 1948, and when he was 52 years old, Es HaNefesh Asher Asa B'Choron, he made Gerim in Choron. That was the end of the 2,000 years of Tohu, of emptiness in the world, and then began the 2,000 years of Torah. And then there is Alpayim Yemaisa Mashiach, 2,000 years of Mashiach. Rashi says that the 2,000 years of Torah ended 172 years after the Churban Bayis Sheni. Rashi says, there in Sanhedrin, that the Gemara tells us Shnei Alpayim Torah, but really it's 4,000 years of Torah, because the last 2,000 years of Torah overlap with the final 2,000 years, which we are in now, of Yemos HaMashiach. The only reason it says Shnei Alpayim Torah is to make it the same, equal to Shnei Alpayim Toyu. there's 2,000 years of Tayu, 2,000 years of Torah, 2,000 years of Moshe Mashiach. It makes it more symmetrical, but actually there's 4,000 years of Torah. However, the Marsha disagrees. And the Marsha brings this pasuk that the Gra quotes at the end of fifth parak of Pirkei Avos, Malka v'soreha bagoyim ein Torah. And the Marsha explains that in fact, while we are living through the last 2,000 years of Golis, there is ein Torah. 172 years after Churban Bayis Sheni is when Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi wrote the Mishnah was Nifter, and he brought to an end the Mesoris HaTorah, the tradition that had been handed down from Moshe Rabbeinu until his time. And when he passed away and the Mishnah had been codified and he brought together all the various Mishnayos and made them as part of Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, at that moment, when the year 4000 came, that was the end of Torah. So he disagrees with Rashi. Rashi says the 2,000 years of Torah overlapped with the last 2,000 years of Yemei Mashiach. The Marsha says no, that the years of Torah ended. And so, says the Vilna Gaon, now we understand the tefillah of Yehi Ratzon. When Rebbe was coming to the end of Perek Hay, which we know is really the end of Pirkei Avos, the sixth Perekinyan Torah was just added on from a Brisa, but it's not really part of the Mishnah. So when Rebbe came to the end of Pirkei Avos and he had traced the Mesoris HaTorah from Moshe Rabbeinu until his time, Rebbe ends off and says, Yehi Ratzon, may it be the will of Hashem, Sheibaneh Beis HaMikdash B'mher V'yameinu V'sein Chalkeinu B'sarasecha, because now that we're coming to the end of the year 4000, 172 years after the Churban, may it be the will of Hashem that the Beis HaMikdash will be recreated, rebuilt in Yerushalayim, and He will give us our proper portion in Torah, and Torah will come to be once again, because now, the way the Marsha explains, there are 2,000 years of Yemayis Mashiach without Torah. Reb Gifter explained, how could it be that we see yeshivas blooming all over the world with thousands and thousands of Talmidim? What does it mean there's no Torah? And he brought from a note of Yehuda that explains, with a mashal of a man who is shipwrecked on an island with a child, and the child, to pass the time, they had nothing with them. The adult taught the child Aleph Beis Gimel, Aw Aeh, and the child doesn't understand why he has to know this, and the elderly man says to him, when we get saved, with the help of Hashem, you'll be able to read, you'll be able to go into a shul, into a Beis Medrash, open up a sefer, and be able to read. And so it was that he was able, when they were saved finally, to come into a big city, go into a shul, open up a siddur, and he was able to learn the oisis of the Torah. Says the Nadi Yehuda, what we are learning now is in the category of bo ba be o a e. It's merely the lip service, the words of Torah, but the real depth of Torah, that we'll have to wait until the fulfillment of that tefillah of Yiratzim Lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu V'Kaveseinu Sheibaneh Beis HaMikdash B'mehera V'yameinu V'sein Chalkeinu B'Sarasecha, when we will realize with the coming of Mashiach the full value, the full import of the Osios HaTorah, of the 22 holy Osios of the Torah that create Torah HaKadosha. And as the Marsha explains, we don't have that full capacity in the last 2,000 years of Golos, but when Mashiach comes, we will get it once again. May that day come speedily in our times. And now we go to the Gemara. So Rabbi Yehuda told us in the Mishnah that Matzinu Shem Katan Mishem Gadol. Rashi explains in the Mishnah that although a person had in mind to write a longer word and instead only wrote a shorter one, he would be Chayiv. The first example Rabbi Yehuda gives in the Mishnah is writing the name Shem, Shin Mem, instead of Shimon. He writes the short name of Shem instead of the long name Shimon. And on this, the Gemara immediately asks a question. Mi Dami, how can you compare this? Mem de Shem Sosum, Mem de Shimon Pasuach. As the Rishonim explain, what did the person do here? He did not write Shin and a Mem Sophis and end the Mem, because that would not be Shem Mi Shimon. What he did is he wrote Shin, then a mem. He had in mind to write the whole word, the whole name, with ein vav nun at the end, and suddenly he stopped. So what has he written so far? A shin and a mem psucha, not a mem stuma, not a mem, the final mem that is closed on all sides, but a mem pasuch, the one that's in the middle of a word, which is open at the bottom. So he has not written really a name, because the name is spelled shin with a mem sophis, and he has written it shin with a mem pasuach. And the Gemara thinks that therefore he would not be writing a name. And the only reason I could say he's chayiv is because he has written something legible. He has written a name, but here he has not written a name. Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, your question is itself the answer. Zoso meris. It must be, we must deduce from this, that sosum v'asir pasuach, that if a person was supposed to write a letter, sosum, closed on all sides, a mem sophis, and instead, v'asir pasuach, he made it open, he made a mem pasuach, the kosher, the halacha would be, that he has fulfilled the writing, he has written the word in a Sefer Torah, for example, properly, and it is kosher. And since it's kosher, so therefore writing a small name of shame from a larger name of Shimon would make one mechuyev on Shabbos. Meisrei, the Gemara asks a question, we see not like this. We see that if a person writes a pasuch instead of a sasum, it is not kosher. We have learned uksaf tom, and you should write them. And as Rashi says, this is speaking about tefillin and mezuzos. What is the word ksaf tom means? Shetahek siva tama, that it should be a perfect writing. What does this mean? Shola yichtov alfin einin alfin, that a person should not make a mistake and write an aleph instead of a nine or a nine instead of an aleph. Rashi explains how would a person make such a mistake. So Rashi says yeshe koysun kain bnei shedoymin b'kriyoson, since these letters of aleph ayin are very similar in how they are read, therefore a person will come to write them by mistake and change one for another. And on this, the Rishonim disagree with Rashi, because they say, just because they sound similar, how would a person change one for the other, and it should be echsorin in uksaf tom ksivatama. The person knows that one letter is different than the other, and it's written differently, and how, just because it sounds different, would a person accidentally come to write it differently? How would this be not allowed, disallowed from ksivatama? This is the person has to know that this word is written with a letter aleph and not with a letter ayin, or vice versa. It must be a defect in the writing itself. And therefore the Rishonim disagree and say that what it means is that an aleph is made with a yud on the top and a line in the middle, similar to a vav, and then a yud on the bottom left side. If a person were, the sofer, were to separate the bottom left yud from the main body of the letter, then it would look like a inverted ayin with a yud next to it. So the part that looks like an inverted ayin could be mistaken for an ayin. And that's how we get alf and ayin, and ayin and alf, and a person should not mix up one with the other. Bays and kaf, and it continues the Brice, a person should not write a bays for a chaf, or chaf and bays, and a person should not mix up write a chaf instead of a bays. And there we see the letters are very similar to each other. The chaf has a round right edge, and the bays has a square edge, but they are very similar. A person should not confuse gamin tzadin, or tzadin gamin, a gimel for a tzaddik, or a tzaddik for a gimel. And here, the similarity is that a gimel has a protrusion to its left side at the bottom, and a tzaddik has a protrusion on the right side on top. And if you invert a gimel upside down, it will look similar to a tzaddik. If we're speaking about a tzaddik that's in the middle of the word, a tzaddik in the middle of the word is made up with a yud on top, on the right side. If that yud is not directly connected to the body of the letter, it'll look like a yud and a gimel. So there could be a confusion between tzaddik and gimel. So a person, ksiva tama, don't make that confusion. Dalsin reishin, reishin dalsin, don't confuse a dalit for a reish or a reish for a dalit. Hey and chesin, chesin heyin. A hey and a ches look similar, except a hey is not connected to the top on the left side and the ches is. So a person should make sure that if he's writing a ches, that the connection should be very clear. If it's not clear, then that ches may turn out to be a hey. Vavin yudin, yudin vavin. A person should make sure not to make a vav into a yud or a yud into a vav. It's very often this mistake happens that a person makes, the sofer writes the yud too long and it looks like a vav, or he makes the vav too short and it looks like a yud. Similarly, zainin nunin, nunin zainin. A zain and a nun are written the same way because the final nun is not written in the Torah the way we have it in the printed script, the printed text, for example, that we have right here in the Gemara, where the leg of the nun, of the final nun, comes out from its right side, but rather in the Torah, it's written with the leg coming out from the middle of the letter, and it is exactly like a Zion, except that the leg is longer than that of the Zion. If the final nun in the Torah would be written like we have it here in our Gemara, coming out from the right side, then the Gemara should have said you should not confuse a final nun with a vav. And since the Gemara says you should not confuse it with a zayin, from here we learn out a halacha in the letter of zayin, and there are many such kinds of lemudim from this Gemara of how the tzuras oisius are written, how the form, the shape of the oisius are. From this Gemara we see that a final nun is written like a long zayin, and that's why the Gemara tells us, don't confuse a zayin with a nun for a zayin. Don't make a final nun too short that it looks like a zayin with a leg coming out from the middle. Tessin, pefin, and pefin, tessin. A person should not mix up a tess with a pay, or a pay with a tess. How would that come about? Because a tess is made up also of two parts to it. On the right side, it looks like a pay, and it's connected on the left side, it is connected to a zayin. So it's a pay and a zayin together. If the cipher would not put the zayin right next to the pay, then the letter would no longer look like a tess, but rather would look like a pay and a zayin. So therefore, a person should be careful not to make from a tess a pay, and not to make from a pay a tess. Likewise, kfufin pshutin, pshutin kfufin. There are four letters that are bent, which have counterparts and letters that are not bent. Rashi tells us what are these letters? Chof, Pei, Tzadi, and Nun. So a person should not make a bent Chof when he needs to have a Chof Sofis, which is not bent. Or likewise, he should not have a Nun bent in the middle of a word. He should not have that at the end of the word where he needs a straight one, which is not bent. Memin samchin, samchin memin. A person should not confuse a mem for a samach or a samach for a mem. They look very similar. An end of mem looks very similar to a samach, except a samach is curved on the right side and end of mem is square on the right side. Stumin psuchin, psuchin stumin. And here is really the part of the brisa that is a steer to what we learned before, because here it says that a person should not confuse a mem sosum, a closed mem, a final mem, with a mem pasuach in the middle of a word, or one of the middle of the word, a pasuach, the one that's open at the bottom. You should not confuse that with a mem sosum. So this is the question on what Rav Chisda said before. Rav Chisda said, Zoysa mer sosum asur pasuach is kosher. And here we see from the Braisa that it's a chesor and a ksiva tamo, and it is not kosher if one confuses a samach psucha for a samach stuma, or vice versa. Continues the brisa, parsha psucha lo yasenu stuma, stuma lo yasenu psucha. Certain parshas in the Torah have no hefsek of empty space between that parsha and the next parsha. They are called parsha stumais, and others are called pasuach, and they have an empty space. A person should not make a parsha pasuach when it's supposed to be sasim, or vice versa. Kosva Keshira, the person wrote the columns in a Sefer Torah like those that are written for a Shira, which is in Parshas Hazinu, Shiras Hazinu, or in Parshas Beshalach, the Shiras Hayam, because there the lines of the Sefer Torah are not written one line after the other, but rather they're written with a short line on one line and two short lines beneath that. They look, as Rashi says, like bricks piled up one on top of the other. So if a person wrote that, or he writes the Shira like the other parts of the Torah, he wrote without black ink, or he wrote the names of Hashem in gold, all of these Sefer Torah are possible, and they have to be hidden away. So the Gemara is remaining with a question on Rav Chisda, how could he say that the Sosim Vasu Pasu is kosher? This Brisa says beferish that Stuma lo yasana psucha. The Gemara answers, who the Amar Rav Chisda holds ki high tana, like a different tana, the sign we learned in the Brisa, Rav Yehuda ben Seira Oimer, Namar b'shein even iskeim. This is speaking about the Karbonis on Sukkis, and the Torah, when it speaks about the Karbonis on Sukkahs, always speaks about Viniska and the poured wine offerings. And in a few psukim, the Torah changes from Viniska and writes it a little different. For example, B'sheni, on the second day of Sukkahs, it writes Viniskehem instead of Viniska. So we have that extra mem at the end. B'shishi, on the sixth day of Sukkot, it doesn't say V'nisqa, but it says Unisocheho. We have that extra yud. And B'shvi, on the seventh day of Sukkot, instead of the word Kamishpat, which it uses in the Kamishpat as the regular halacha is, instead of the word Kamishpat, it uses Kamishpatam. So now we have a mem of Viniskeim, a yud of Unisocheho, and the final mem of Kamishpatam on the seventh day of Sukkot. Hare mem yud mem. So we have these extra letters to spell out the word Mayim. Mikan remez l'nisach ha-mayim in the Torah. This is a hint that, from the Torah, that there's a mitzvah of nisach ha-mayim on Sukkos. But what are we using as the first letter of that hint? The end of mem, the final mem of the word v'niskeyem. So how can we use this as a hint for the word mayim? We're using a end mem, a final mem, a mem sophis, for the beginning mem, mem pasuach, of the word mayim. So we see that a pasuach that is written as a sosim is kosher. And the Gemara says, once we've proven that, we can also say the converse is also true. Umid a pasuach vasu sosim kosher. Since an open letter that's made closed is kosher, sosim nami, the same thing the halach will be by a closed mem. That what? That sosim vasu pasuach kosher. That if it's closed and now instead he made it open, it would be kosher. The Gemara asks the kasha, mi dami. How can you compare these two halachas together? By pasuach v'asui sasam, if he was supposed to make it an open mem and he made it a closed mem, and now we turn to daf kuftal lamed alef aluye koma alile. He is lifting up this letter. He is making the letter greater. And Rashi explains, based on what the Gemara is going to say now, Domer Rav Chizda said, Mem v'samach shabaluchos b'nesoyoyim. The mem and the samach and the luchos were standing there al pines. Because as we're going to learn, these letters could be seen on both sides of the luchos. And that means that the letter was carved into the luchos from side to side. And as we're soon going to learn, that the Nevi'im told us about the Mem Pasuach. So if the Nevi'im told us about the Mem Suach, Rashi explains that this Mem that was standing b'nes was the Mem Sosum. And indeed it was a Nes, because the middle part of the Mem, or the Samach, since it was surrounded on all four sides by a hole which had been engraven from side to side of the luchais, if so, how did that middle part of the mem and the samach, how did it stand? Why did it not fall out? It must be that it was a miracle. So in the luchais we have the mem sophis and the samach. So if a person, Rashi says that the Gemara at this point thinks that there were no regular mems in the luchais, only the mem sasim, no mem pasuach. Therefore, if a person, instead of making a mem pasuach, made a mem sasim, he's making it greater because he's using a letter that was used in the luchais, and therefore that's kosher. But el sasim v'asur pasuach, if he was supposed to make a sasim and instead he made a pasuach, garui gomagarale, he's making the letter lower. Why? The Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, because Rabbi Yirmiya said v'tem Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, and some say it's Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Mansapach, the letters Mem, Nun, Tzadik, Pei, and Chav, Tzayfim Aram, they were said by the Nevi'im. Because if the Nevi'im said these letters, even though we learned that it was B'nesa Yoimdim in the Luchais, the Mem, so we already have a Mem, so the answer we have to give, as Rashi explains, is that the Tzayfim, the Nevi'im, gave us the letters, the letters that are written at the beginning or at the middle of the words, the Mem Psucha, the Nun Kafuf, and on the Luchais were the Mem Stuma. So the Gemara has a very strong question. Why should a stuma that was made pasuch be kosher when you're bringing it down, you're making it lower, because these letters were not in the luchos, they were only said by the Nevi'im. The Gemara is going to answer by asking a kasha v'tisbara and explaining the following according to your line of reasoning, v'aksiv. It says in the pasuk, Eila mitzvah sheina navi rishar l'chadish dover me'ata. We learn from Eila ha-mitzvahs, these are the mitzvahs that Hashem gave to Moshe, and Moshe is the only one who can be mekabel the Torah and give it to Klal Yisrael. We learn from this that a navi is not allowed to be mechadish dover. Any gzeira that the Rabbanan made that was only to protect a given din from the Torah, but to make up a brand new din, a navi cannot do from now, from here on in. Once the Eila mitzvahs were given, a navi cannot be mechadish anything. So how could the Nevi'im have told us of these letters? They're not allowed to be mechadish anything. What do you have to answer to that question? Elam ahava havoi. You have to say that these letters existed. In other words, we had the stuma and the psucha, and they were all in the luchais. And this answers your question that by taking a stuma and making a psucha, you're making it lower. The answer is you're not making it lower because they were both in the luchais. But meida lo yehave yedan hai b'em tzateva, hai b'soifa teva. This is what the Nevi'im did. The people didn't know at that time which letters go in the beginning, in the middle, and the end. Is it a mem psucha in the middle? Is it a mem psucha at the end? Or vice versa? Is it a mem stuma? V'asu tzayfa and the Nevi'im came, tikni ninu. They made a takon and they said that the psucha goes at the beginning or at the middle of a word, and the stuma goes at the end. But both of them were found in the luchais, and you're not making one lower by going from sasim to pasuach. For the Gemara, it's still difficult. Vakati eila mitzvahs. We still have the pasuk eila mitzvah. Shein a navi rishoy l'chadish davar me'ata. That the navi can't say anything new. So he's still making something new. He's telling you which one goes in the middle and which one goes at the end. Ella, we have to say the following. Shacham v'chazer v'yazdam. You have to say they forgot the letters, and then they reinstituted them. One could learn here that they forgot the order, and that was reinstituted. But from a marshal that we will discuss in a few minutes, it would seem that the marshal learns that they forgot the entire letter, and they brought it back later, and we will discuss this as the Gemara continues. So the Gemara is in conclusion saying that both the Psucha and the Stuma were in the Luchais, but the letters were forgotten, the way the Marshal learns, and then the Nevi'im brought it back. So there's no problem with being Mechadesh Dover. Gufa, we learned before, Amrab Chiz, the Mem, the Samach, Shabbat Luchis, but Nesha Yom, the Mem, Stuma, and the Samach, in the Luchis, stood by a Nes, the Amrab Chizda, Ksav, Shabbat Luchis, Nikr, Mabifnim, the Nikr, Mabichutz. The Ksav and the Luchis could be read from both sides, from the inside of the tablets of the Luchis, and from the outside. Could go, and what's an example? Nevuv, Buvod. The word Nevuv, as the Marsha explains, that on if you're facing the Luchais, you read the word Nevuv, and if you're in the back of the Luchais, you also are reading from right to left, but instead of the word Nevuv, you're going to be reading that word backward, and the only way to do that is by flipping the letters, And in the back of the luchos, the letters were flipped, and they would spell out from right to left the words buvan. This apparently, obviously, was a nes as well. Or the way the Masoras Hashas has on the side, bahar and rahav. And the third example is saru verus. And Rashi says that these words were not in the luchos, but the Gemara is just giving an example. And Tosus, in fact, in the Divra Maskel Nevuv asks, why does the Gemara bring examples of words which were not found in the luchos? Why doesn't the Gemara bring examples of words that were found in the luchos? And Tosus remains with a question. Continues the Gemara, Amli Rabban Rabbi Shimon Levi, the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Shimon Levi, Asu died a kid, that there were children that came now, the Bay Medrash to the base of Medrash, and Tosfos says that who were these children? It says in Yerushalmi that they included Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And even though in the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer it says that Rabbi Eliezer never learned Torah until he became a Gadol, it means, Hainu says Toshloi, Osak Ad Shanasa Gadol. He wasn't Isaac in Torah. It wasn't a full-time occupation of him until he became a Gadol. But he did learn it, and in fact, he shared that which he had learned in the base of Medrash, and continues the Gemara, Va'amru Mili, they said things, Da'afilu Bimei Yeshua Ben-Nun Loi Itmer, that these things were not even said in the days of Yeshua Ben-Nun Loyitmer Kavasayu. They did not learn anything like this. And here the Marshal wants to explain why does the Gemara say such a seemingly strange expression of Bimei Yeshua Ben Nun? And the Marshal says because one of the things they're going to darshan later is the Mem Pasuach and the Mem Sosum. And based on the Gemara that we learned before, this was forgotten. So we see from the Marsha, and as the Marsha says that this is one of the things that the Gemara tells us in Tmura, were from the 300 halachas that were forgotten in the Bimei Evloi Shel Moshe. They were brought back by Asniel Ben Knaz, but in the days of Yeshua following Moshe's death, they were forgotten. So the Marsha says they couldn't be darshan the days of Yeshua Ben Nun because it was forgotten. So we see, it would seem that the Marsha is learning that when the Gemara, the last Gemara that we learned before, says Shachum V'chazu V'yad, them, it means that they forgot that there was an entire letter, like a Mem Pasuach. They didn't remember there was a Mem Pasuach. Therefore, they couldn't darshan it in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. Because if we were to learn, which is a way that also could be learned, that they knew the letters, but they forgot the Seder of the letters, then why could they not make a drasha on Mem Pasuach or Mem Sasum? They don't know where it goes in the word, but they know that these letters exist, they could still make the drasha. So it would seem from the Marsha is learning that they forgot entirely that this letter exists, and therefore, obviously, they couldn't make a drasha based on Mem Pasuach and Mem Sasum when they forgot that there were actually two letters. Continues the Gemara. What did these Dardiki say? Aleph Beis. They darshan the holy Oisius HaTorah. That Aleph Beis means Aleph Bina. That a person should learn Lemoy Torah, as Rashi explains. Gimel Dalad. Here they're learning the letters of the Torah. They're darshaning as sets. This next set is Gimel Dalad, stands for Gemol Dalim. Do kindness to poor people. My time, what's the reason, Pashtakari to Gimel, the Gabidals, and here we begin to see how the letters are actually formed. The Gemara is asking, why do you find in the Torah that the leg of the Gimel points towards, a little tilted towards, the left leg of the Gimel is slightly tilted towards the Dalet, the next letter. Why is that? Because the way of Gomach HaSodom is to run after Dalim and to do Chesed with the poor people. Umay time of Pshutakar the Dalet Legabi Gimel. Why do we find that the right leg of the Dalet is slanted towards the Gimel? It's slanted in the right side. The answer is the limtzilei nafshe, the dalid should make himself available to the person who's trying to help him. He shouldn't make it difficult for the person who's trying to help him. And that's why he should turn in the direction of the person who's trying to help him. Umay time, it continues the Gemara. What's the reason? Mahadar api the dalid is mi gimel. Why is the face of the dalid turning away from the gimel, from the one who's trying to help him? Delit and lebetzina, because the gomel chesed should do it to the dal, bitzina. He shouldn't be embarrassed. He should not know who he's giving it to. The person who he's giving it to shouldn't know who he gets it from. Both of them should not know about each other. And this way, if he gives it, for example, through a charitable organization, and he won't know who's getting it. The person who gets it doesn't know who it's coming from. And this way, there's no embarrassment. So therefore, he's not facing the one who's doing chesed to him. Continues the Gemara, what's the heivav? Zeshmoy shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Rashi brings down for the Gemara in Sukkah, ani, and then we have the word v and hey and avav, which stands for Hashem's name. Hashi ana, and that hey and avav is Hashem's name. Zayin ches tes yud chaf lamed. What does that stand for? V'im ata isekein. If you'll do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zion is Zonoischa. He will give you food. V'chein Chonoischa. He'll give you a favor. U'meitiv loch. And he will do good. So we're taking the test from the word meitiv. V'noisen loch Yerusha. And he will give you, Yud stands for the word Yerusha. He'll give you an inheritance. V'koish loch keshel olam haba. He'll give you a chath, a crown, and a lamed for olam haba. If you are goymel dal and do the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we have mem psucha mem stuma, which is what the Tanaikas were darshan, which couldn't have been darshan in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, as the Marsha explained, because they forgot one of these letters. Mimer pasuach, mimer sasim. That a lot, most of the Torah you can darshan pasuach, open. You can explain it barabim to everybody. But there are certain sections of the Torah, as the Gemara tells us in Chagiga, daf yud alef amud beis, ain darshan meisim erkavel yachid. That you're not allowed to tell Maisa Merkava the inyanim connected with the chariot that the Yecheskel had a nevuah about, the chariot of Hashem. Those secrets of the Torah have to be said only to one individual, and only if that one individual understands things and he doesn't ask questions, because once he asks questions, the Rebbe has to explicitly explain him what he means. And it's not proper, as Rashi explains there in Chagiga, for the Rebbe to explicitly explain, and therefore he has to be a chacham and understand what the Rebbe is trying to say. Only such a Talmud could be explained the inyanim of Maisa Merkava. So regularly it is Maimer Sosum. It is a closed, hidden thing which is not told over to almost anyone. Nun Kfufa Nun Pshuta. What does the bent Nun represent, or the Nun that is Pashut? It means Nemon Kafuf Nemon Pashut, which means that, a faithful person has to be someone who, Rashi tells us, an Adam Kosher has to be bent over, he has to be an Onav, and if he will do that, if he'll be Kafav, then in the end he will be a straight up, he'll be a nun pashut, he'll be able to be straight up in Olam Haba. Continues the Gemara, Samach Ayin, what does that stand for? Smoich Aniyim, as the Marsha explains, that not only should you help Aniyim with money, but you also give them words of support. Lamed Aleh, Lishnachrin, the Gemara says, another pshat in Samach Ayin is, Simona Masei Batara Ukneusa. In order to remember the Torah, you should make mnemonics, as we find many times in the Gemara, of different words, letters, put together in a way that a person can remember what the Gemara was telling us, different mamorim. This is a way to, Simona Masei, to remember the Torah. Pei kfufa pei pshuta. You have a pei that's bent. You have a pei at the end of the word which is pashut, is straight. What does that stand for? Pe pasuach, pe sasum. The mouth is open. The mouth is closed. Rashi explains. Pe pasuach, the mouth's open. Bishas hamechansim pezer. If people are not going public with the Torah, that's a time to be to spread Torah, to be marbitzar, to open your mouth. But if there are greater people than you, Rashi says, pesosim, if there's already people spreading the Torah, they are greater than you, then that's a time for you to close your mouth, be silent, and let the capable people spread and be marbitz Torah. Tzadik fufu tzadik pshuta. You have a tzadik that's bent, you have a tzadik that is straight. That stands for tzadik kafuf, tzadik pashut. You have a bent in tzadik and onav, and he'll be zachon on mabot to be a pashut, to be able to stand up straight because of the anivus that he had in this world. Frey de Gemara, Heinen Naman Kof of Naman Pashut. That's the same concept that we had before with the Nun. You're repeating yourself. The Gemara answers, Hoysiv lo hakos of kfifa kfifasoi. As the Rambam tells us that anivus is a thing to go to the extreme. As it says in Pirkei Avos, Ma'oid, Ma'oid, Havishval Ruach. A person, when it comes to humility, should be very, very humble. So the Torah was telling you, not only should you be a Naman Kof of, but you should be also a tzaddik kafuf, that you should add ma'oid ma'oid, you should add humbleness upon humbleness. Mikan shenitna Torah, that the Torah was given only b'menod rosh, with someone who trembling shakes his head, and he's an onav, only such a person can be zocha to the Torah, as Moshe Rabbeinu was the onav mikol adam, and he's the one who received the Torah. Kuf, what does it stand for? Kadosh, that refers to the holy one who is Hashem. Reish stands for Russia. The Gemara asks, my time and Mahadra apid kuf me reish. Why is the face of the kuf turned away from the reish? Actually, it's the opposite. The reish is turned away from the kuf, but the Rashi says that we're trying to put it in a fine manner that Hashem has turned his face away from the Russia, not that the Russia has turned his face away from Hashem. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Einan Yochel Istakel BaRussia, I can't look at a Russia. Umay Taima Mahadra Tagid Kuf L'Gabi Reish. The Kuf on the left side, on the top, has a little crown that looks like a Zion. Why is that Tag close to the next letter Reish, because it's on the left side of the Kuf near to the Reish? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Im Chayzer Bay, if the Rasha does tshuva, and the Kaishalai Kesser Kamaisa, I'm going to tie on him a crown like I have on myself. Umay time akar de kuf tuliya. Why is the leg of the kuf on the left side? Why is it hanging in midair? It is not attached to the top of the kuf. The ihadr bay le'ayil, if he wants to do tshuva, let him come in through that opening. The Gemara asks Kashav Leil Bahach, why do we have to make this open door for him on the left side of the kuf? Why does he not enter through the hole that is on the other side? A kuf is made up of a chaf and a long vav, or looks like an endenun, and there's a little space between the chaf and the endenun. Let him come through, let him do tshuva through that space. Why do we have to make a whole new opening for him? Messiah Rish Lakish. This is a proof to what Rish Lakish said. Amr Rish Lakish, my dechsev, that which it says, im lelaitzim hu yalut, that if the person mocks Hashem, Hashem will mock him. Ula novim yitin chen. And to the humble ones, Hashem will give favor to. So we learn from this, and Rashi says it's from the word hu yolot, which we can say refers to the person himself. It's up to the person has to make his choice to go away from Hashem, to mock Hashem. Bola tame, he wants to become tame, paisnaloi. So Rashi explains that me'atzma yolot, lo yisayu v'lo yimnu. We're not going to help him and we're not going to stop him. We give him the ability. It's up to you. You have bechira. Make a choice. But bol atayr, he wants to do what is good. Then Then we just don't give him a choice. In fact, we open up new doors to him. That's why we open up a door on the left side of the kuf for the Baal Tshuva to enter. Shin, that's what the pasuk says. Ula novim, if a person's an onav and he wants to do good, yiten chen, Hashem will give him favor. He'll messiah him. He'll open up a new door. Shin stands for sheker. Tav, the last letter of the word emes, is the tav. So Tav stands for Emes. My time is Sheker, Makav, Milei. Why are the three letters, Rashi explains, of Sheker, Shin, Kuf, Reish, they're close in the alphabet and the alphabet base together. Kuf, Reish, Shin are together. Because an Emes is Mechaka, Milei. Aleph, as Rashi explains, is the first letter of the Aleph base. Mem is in the middle and Tav is at the end. They are far apart. The answer is Shikra, Shchiach, because Shikra, Sheker, is very common. It's close together. It happens very often. Kush delay shchiach, but MS is not frequent. It's spread apart. Umay time is shikra achada karikoi. Why do the letter sheker all rest? The sheen comes to a point at the bottom. The kuf is on a leg. The resh is on one leg. Why are they on one leg? The MS malavin levuni. But MS, the aleph has two legs. The mem has a base. The tuf has two legs. So they're like on a pillar. They're like on solid ground. The answer is kush dekoi, because truth lasts, shikr lekoi, and shikr does not last, as the Tikkuni Zohar tells us, shikr ein le raglayim. And even though shikr are bunched together, those letters are together, but since it's shikr, they fall down, they're all on one leg, ein le raglayim. However, emes, even though it's spread apart, but it's on solid ground, each letter can stand by itself. It doesn't need the help of the other one, and it will remain solid. And now the Gemara darshan's various configurations of the Aleph Beis, and these, as Rashi tells us, are found in the Sefer Yetzirah. And the first one is Atbash. The way Atbash works is that we take the first letter of the Aleph Beis and the last letter, Aleph and Tav. Then we go to the Beis, the second letter of the Aleph Beis, and the second last letter, and the Gimel, the third letter, and the Resh, the third last letter, and so on and so forth. So we darshan the following. Atbash, oisi tov, and Rashi says these are all going to be ending with questions. Oisi tov, the Aleph and the Tov stand, he, the Russia, made me into an abomination. Es aveloi, ? I should desire him. Bash, what does Bash stand for? Biloi choshak, he didn't have a desire for me. That's the Beis, the Shin, Shemi yochlolov. I should put my name on him? Of course not. Gor, Gimel Resh, Gufoy Time, he was Metame. His body, Arachem, the Resh of Arachem, Olav, I should have mercy on him. And Dak, the Dalit Kov, Dal Soysenol, he closed my doors. The Marsha says he didn't enter the open doors of Tshuva. He closed the door of Tshuva. Karn of Leagadea, should I not cut off his horns, his pride? Adkan Midas Rishoyim, the Marsha explains, until here is the meat of Rishoyim, now to Hay and Vav, which represents Hashem's name, we're not going to darshan the Atbash. This is all we darshan for the Rasha. However, for the Tzaddik, we're going to darshan the whole Atbash from the beginning to the end. Aval Midas Tzaddikim, Atbash, what does that stand for? Ima Toboish, Rashi says Milachtoi. If you're going to be ashamed to sin, Gordok. What does that mean? Imato Isakain, if you're going to not sin and you're going to be ashamed to sin, Gorduk, you will live, Bedok is the heavens. Then we go to the fifth letter and the fifth last letter, and the sixth letter and the sixth last letter. Hatz Vav equals, what does that stand for? So the hey we're going to make as a ches, which are interchangeable. Chatzitza havi bein cholaaf. There is a division because you don't want to sin, so there's a ches and a tzaddik, chatzitza, and there's a vav, havi bein cholaaf. The end, last letter is the fe, between you and anger. Then we have Zachastan. What does that stand for? Min hasatan. So you will not get shaken up from the satan. So we have, in other words, the Zion from and the Ayin from Mizdazeya, and then we have the Ches, which is the eighth letter, and Samach, which is the eighth last letter. But we're going to interchange the Ches for a Hey, and we're going to interchange the Samach for a Sin, and then we have spelled out Hasatan. Then comes Yam Kol, Amr Sar Shogehenu with Nekodesh Baruch Hu, the prince in charge of the Sar and Shemayim in charge of Gehenim will say in front of Hashem, Rabboni Shalom, La Yam Kol, to my sea, everyone. I want the Jewish sinners and the Goyim, everyone into the sea. And Rashi explains that since most people go to Gehenim, it's like jumping into the sea. It's the sea of the Sar Shogehenim. Amr HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that no, achas beta gif. And now we are going with a new combination of letters, which is every seventh letter. So we have Aleph is the first letter, Ches is seven letters later, which is the eighth letter. And then we have the 15th letter, which is the Samach. And so on with the Beis. We have the second letter and the ninth letter and the 16th letter, which is the Ayin. And so with Gif. And we darshan the following, Ani Chas Alem, I'm going to have mercy on them. Aleph Ani, Ches Samach Chas, I'm going to have mercy on them. Why? And now we're going to take the Beis Tes Ayin and we're going to make Beis Ayin Tes. Shebotu Begif, they kicked, they rebelled against the Gif. The Gif is the stands for, Rashi says, Niyav. They did not do Znus. And therefore, what are they? The next letters, Dalad, Chaf, and the Tzadik. They, it stands for three words. Dachim Heim, they're innocent. Kainim Heim, they're upright. Tzadikim Heim. Then comes Hei Lamed Kuf. Ein Loch Chelik Bohen. You, Yetzahara, you have no Hei interchange for a Ches. You have no Chelik in them. And then it says Umar Zon Shas. The next letters are Vav Mem Reish Zayin, Vav Mem Reish, and Zayin Nun and Shin Tov. Amar Gehinim of Nerubani Shalom. The Gehinim says in front of Hashem, Mori, my master. That's the Mem. Zaneni Mar Mem Reish is Mori, my master. Zaneni, give me to eat. Mizari Shel Shase. The Shin Tov is Shase. I want Noach came from Shase. And the third son of Adam, and that means the whole world, Goyim and Jews, come from Shais, because everybody comes from Noach. So I want to have, again, he says, I want to have the Jews and the Goyim. Omar Lei, so Hashem says back to the Gehenim, Aleph Lamed Beis Mem Gimel Nun. And now we come to a new configuration of the letters. We divide the 22 letters of the Oseus into groups of 11, 1 to 11 and 12 to 22. So the Aleph corresponds with letter 1 to letter 12, which is the Lamed. The second letter corresponds to letter 13, which is the Mem. And the Gimel, the third letter, is the letter 15, which is the Nun, and so on. So Omar Lei Aleph Lamed, Beis Mem, Gimel, Nun, Dalet Samach. What does this stand for? Lahechen Oilichon. And the Bach says not Oilichon, but Oilicham. So now we have the Aleph and the Lamed of the word Oilichon. We have the Chaf and the end the Mem, according to the Bach, of the Chaf and the Mem. And a Chaf and a Beis are interchangeable. And where am I going to bring them? Gimel Nun Dalet Samach stands for Legan Hadas, to the Garden of Myrtles, which stands for Gan Eden, because Tzaddikim are compared to myrtles. Then we're going to go to Hey Ayin and Vav Pei, Amar Gehenim Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu Rebbein Shalom. So the Hey stands for Hashem. That's Rebbein Shalom. And the Ayin, Vav, and the Fei stands for Oyev. Here the Vav is interchangeable, the Marsha says, with a Yud. Oyev and Lech, I'm tired, I'm hungry. Like Esav, when he was hungry, he was tired, it says in Chumash. So the Gehenim says, no one is coming into Gehenim, I'm hungry. So Hashem says, Zayin, which corresponds according to this configuration with Tzadik, Ches and Kuf, what does it stand for? Halol Uzar Shal Yitzchak. These are designed, the children of the Tzadik of Yitzchak. And Tzadik of Yitzchak, and then you have Cheskov. So the Zion is Zari, and then you have the last three letters of Yitzchak's name, Tzadik, Cheskov. These are the children of Yitzchak. We learned before that Yitzchak is the one who defends Klal Yisrael. My Rebbe, Reb David Kronglass, explained that Avram and Yaakov are Chesed and Teferis, which is partially Chesed in this world, but you have to have Din in the next world. And Faked Yitzchak, who's Din in this world, but in the next world, as we learned in the Gemara earlier in the Masechta, he's the one that protects Klal Yisrael. As we see, Hashem here is saying, they're the children of Yitzchak, and therefore I have to save them. Then the following letters are Tav corresponding with Reish, Yud with Shin, Chaf with Tav. What does it stand for? Tor, which means, Rashi says, Shemor, be patient, wait. Yeshli, Yud Shin, Yeshli, Chaf Tav, I have Kitois, Kitois, Shalav, Chav, Mishan, Noislav. Don't take the Jews. Yitzchak protects them, Hashem says, and you can't have the Jews. But what you could have is the Goyim. I'll give you groups and groups of Goyim. And now we begin the Mishnah Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Hakoyser Shtei Oisus Behelam Echad. If somebody wrote two letters in one halama, forgetting Chayiv, he is Chayiv. Kosav Bidjoy, if he wrote with ink, and then we're going to mention certain items which we will explain in the Gemara. Besam or Besikra, Bekumus, Ubekan Kantum, Ubechol Dover Shiroishim, anything that makes a mark. Al Shnei Koisle Zovius, he wrote it on two adjacent corners walls, a north wall and a west wall, and the letters could be read together. Val Shnei Luche Punkis, or on two tablets which businessmen used, and it was covered with wax, and they used a stylus to write on it. And he wrote at the edges of the, they were like pages, and he wrote at the edges of the pages two letters that could be written to, that could be read together. Vehein neg and zem zed.
And they can be pronounced and read together.
And they could be written, it could be read one with another. The din is chayiv. Hakoyis v'absori, somebody writes on his flesh, chayiv. Hamasart v'absori, somebody who makes a scratch on his flesh, Rabbi Lezer mechayiv, Rabbi Lezer says, chayiv chattas, v'chachomim poit, v'chachomim pat, because that ain't derech, ksiv v'chat, there's no way to write that way by scratching. Kosev b'mashkin, he used liquids like berries, or b'mei peris, or juices, v'avak drachim, or he used the mud, or Rashi has a second shot, he used his fingers in dry dust, v'avak hasoifim, or he used an inkwell, the dirt in the inkwell, u'b'chol dar v'shenim iskayim, these things do not last, the din is potur, l'achar yari, if he put the pen in his hand, upward position, then he turned over his hand and he's writing in that manner, or baragli with his foot, or befiv with his mouth, ubmar piko with his elbow, or kosvois acha somach liksav, there was already something, one letter written and he added another letter, ksav al gabiksav, or he wrote on top of an existing thing that was written, he wrote something else. Or in the Schaven Licht of Ches, a Ches is made up with two Zions and a roof on top connecting the two Zions. And he did not put the roof on top, and instead, V'kasa Be'Zion, he wrote two Zionin. Or Achas Boretz V'Achas Bekar, one on the floor and one on the ceiling. Or Kosva Beis Kosli Abayis, or even Rashi says this mission now is Loi Zuafsu. Not only over there is he not chayiv, but even if he wrote on two walls which are not next to each other, so even that is not chayiv. And even Ashnei Dapi Pinkas, if two columns of a scroll, these are different than the tablets we had before. Here, the only way to connect one letter to the other is to cut out the parchment that is separating the two letters that were written in different columns. Let's say one at the bottom of a column, one on top. And the only way to get from one to the other is by cutting out the parchment. The ain negim zem zed.
And they are not pronounced or read together.
So not only is a wall not a connection, but even the pinkus is not a connection. Loi zuafsu, and the din is potter. This is not called a ksiva. It has to be read by letters being next to each other. If he wrote, let's say in the Mishkan Beis HaMikdash, there was a kuf with a line on top stood for korban, or a mem with a line on top stood for meiser. He writes a word with a line, a little strichel on top, which everybody knows what that one letter represents. Rabbi Shuv ben Maseir Mechai, Rabbi Shuv ben Maseir says that's like writing two letters. Say he's potter. Says the Gemara, what is diyoy, diyusa, this is black ink. Some is sama, this is a yellow substance that comes from poison. Sikra, what is sikra? Amar Rabbi Rechana, sikrasa. This is a red dye. In sikrasa shmo, its name is sikrasa. Kumas, gum Arabic. Kankantum, Amar Rabbi Rechana, Rabbi Shmuel, charta de ushkipi, is shoemaker's blackening. Ubechol dover shu roshim, anything that makes a mark, lasui mai, what is this adding, lasui, hodatani Rabbi Chanina, what Rabbi Chanina learned, kosvu by a get, bimei tarya, which Rashi explains, means either that it was a kind of fruit that's called tarya, or it was dirty rainwater. He wrote to get with that. Or va'afzo, he used gallnut juice, kosher, to get his kosher. So that, huadin, you'll be chayv on Shabbos. Whatever's kosher by get will make you mechuv on Shabbos. Tani Rabbi Chiya, kosher, he wrote to get ba'avak with. Rashi has a gear sunat b'avik, but aver with a resh instead of a kuf at the end of the word, which he used lead, and through that he darkened the cloth by using that substance, or
bishachar with charcoal,
or bishichrer. He used the shoemaker's blackening. The halacha is that the get is kosher, and therefore he's chayv on it on Shabbos as well. Continues the Gemara. Amisar is Abasori. He makes a scratch on his skin. Tanya Amalin, Rabbi Yazir Chum. Rabbi Yazir said Chayiv, said to the Chum, who said Potter. Va'arloi ben Sittita. Ben Sittita, Taisa says, was a person in the days of Pappas ben Yehudin, the days of Rabbi Akiva. Hoitzik Shafim Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim had a monopoly over things that, substances that caused Kishiv. And Ben Sittita wanted to take it out and copy it. And they had customs over there to make sure that nobody took it out of Mitzrayim and started using these magic items outside of Mitzrayim. So what did he do? Instead of writing it on a paper, he put it on his body. Besrit, he took it out of Kshafim, Besrit, Tushal Besari. So you see that one does write things on his flesh. Why do you say he's Pater Amrulai? Shaita Hayu. Ben Siddita was a Shaita. Emavian Raiman a Shaita. He can't bring a Raya. He was Meister Nefesh to do such a thing. That's a fool who would do such a thing. He can't bring a Raya from a fool. Kosev Isaka Samach Liksav. If you wrote one letter next to an existing letter, Mantana, who holds like this, Amr Rabbi Huna, the like Rabbi Lezer. This is not like Rabbi Lezer. The Rabbi Lezer, Amr Achas Ala Arik Chayiv. If somebody added one string on an existing string, is Chayiv. So, This is not, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Lezer, because according to our Mishnah, if you add a letter on a letter, you're Potter. Who would do it? If you add a thread on a thread, an existing thread for Ariga, you would be Potter. If you wrote something on top of something that was already written, Mantana, who is this? Rabbi Chizda, like Rabbi Yehuda. This is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, we learned the Brisa. Reisha Yitzchak Lichtov was a Shem. V'nischav Lichtov Yehuda. He was supposed to write Hashem's name. And instead he had Kavanah to write Yehuda. V'tor, and he had a mistake. V'lehitl by Dalit. He didn't put a Dalit in the word Yehuda. Mavir Olav Kumus Makashir. So he puts he writes over the word Yud Hey and a Vav and a Hey, which is Hashem's name, and he has Kavana. He didn't have Kavana the first time because he wanted to write Yehuda, but now that he has the word already there, he has Kavana, and he's Makadish the word, Hashem's name. Divir Rabbi Yehuda. V'chamim Ein Hashem in a Mufkar. This is not a good shame, which actually the Chum hold it's possible. The Rishonim explain that they mean to say, even according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, you hold it's kosher, but you admit that that's not the ideal way to do it. So why do you let him do it if it's not the ideal way? But in fact, the Chum hold it is possible. So our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ksav Gabi Ksav is kosher. That's why you can have Kavana with the Shem Hashem. When you wrote, instead of Yehuda, you wrote Hashem's name. You have Kavana now, and you'll be Mekadosh to Shem. You'll have the special Kavana. It helps. According to Chachamim, it doesn't help, because Ksav Gabi Ksav is not a good Ksav, and therefore it's not a Shem Legabe, the Shemus of Hashem, and it's not a Chiyuv Legabe Chiyuv Shabbos. We learned that if he wrote one letter and that finishes up a sefer, Rashi says it means the Chav Dalet Sifrei Tanach, and it's the last letter of the Chav Dalet Sifrei Tanach. It can't be the last letter of a regular book, because that's man-made and that's not called Hashlama. But the last letter of a sefer of Tanach is considered a Hashlama. And therefore, one would be chayiv even for one letter itself. The Rabbeinu Chananel says, who would then, if he did the last letter on a tefillin or mezuzahs, or a chut achat vishlimu lebeged, or if he wove one chut and he finished off the beged, chayiv mantana, who holds of the shita, amar rabbeinu rab lazarid, amar achas alar chayiv, one added thread is chayiv. Rabbi Ashi amar, no, afilotem rabbanan, it could even go like rabbanan, lahashlim shani, because since he's doing it at the end, therefore, even though it's only one added word, it's the end of a letter, it's the end of a sefer, chayiv, it's one added thread, it's the end of the beged, even the rabbanan would be maida, that in this case you would be chayiv.